time to go to the nursery for seeds. We may have to wait in line to get to the seed racks because folks are getting spring fever. Seeds to start inside are tomatoes, peppers, basil, and status. Look for early veggies for outside. It's still too early to sow seeds outside, but the soil is warming up. The soil needs to be at least 40 degrees for peas to germinate. Lettuce and salad greens need about the same soil temperature. After a few sunny days and some above freezing temperatures at night, it's amazing how fast the soil warms. A specific environment is necessary to start seeds inside. These special conditions can be created in any room in the house. Build a germination area in the warmest, sunniest part of your house. Seeds need a consistent soil temperature to sprout. Most warm season seeds, like tomatoes, begin to grow when the soil temperature is around 65 to 70 degrees. Peppers like it even warmer. Other veggies germinate when it's cooler. That's like cabbage and broccoli. A consistent temperature is the key for any germination. Seeds need constant moisture. If they're too wet, no air is available in the soil and the seed will rot. Keep the soil moist. Cover the top of the seeded tray with plastic. It creates a humid, moist environment. The cover can come off once the seedlings poke through the ground. A general rule is to plant seeds to a depth of 2 to 3 times their width. Smaller seeds just don't have enough energy to push through a lot of soil. It's important that shallow planted seeds are watered gently and not allowed to dry out. Most seeds don't need light to germinate. Lettuce is an exception. But once the seedling pokes through the soil, they love light. A cool, white, fluorescent light hung a couple inches over the seedlings will keep them from growing leggy. After a few weeks, seeds sown by the row in trays will need to be transplanted. They can be gently lifted out of the tray with roots and some soil intact. Replant the seedlings into individual containers. That's the time to thin the herd. Transplant the strongest seedlings for the healthiest crop. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.